Ma'isa Shehoya, Yoim Bein, Parshat Yisroi, just 100 years ago. But that's when it happened. The Rav Kualim brings down the story. There was a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law that both went to the mikvah on the same night. Yoim Beis, the Parshat Yisroi. And they, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Parshat Yisroi, just 2 days ago, they, plus 100 years, they both took off their unterhosen and they put it down to get washed. The next day, wearing the same thing, same size, same Fruit of the Loom, size medium, same size. Both of them, exact same Bemela, they didn't notice anything. 4 days later, on Yom Gimel of Parshas Mishpatim, the person that was doing the laundry sees Ayveh, I see a Kesem over there. Now what do we do? We don't know who it's from. We know that they both have the same Unterhosen, and we don't know who it's from. What can we do? So the truth is that the mother-in-law has already pierced a needle on the Sunday, Yom Rishon Achar Yisrael. The Shabbos can be telling her or not. That was the question that came to the Ben Ish Chai. So let's just read Duch the Halachas. We saw that Ein Telenu Kol Mikukela. If two women wear the same baguette, and there's no reason to be tailing one more than the other, then they're both tummy. You can't say that it's tough if they're one of the both tar, because what happened with the kesem? You can't not be matam of the kesem. My chos is makalkas lelahai, makalkas lelahai. Why would we be makalka one more than the next? Anytime that we have a reason to be matam of one of them more than the next, then we could be. If a person gives it to a nido, or to a nachris, or to a besula, during the time that be'etzim mi'ikar adin of the mishnayis should be tahira, or yeshevas adam tahira, she's allowed to be tailing her. She's allowed to be tailing somebody that's in Zayin Nikiyim. As long as the Mishnah Melech pointed out the Pesach Shuvah, as long as she hasn't finished her Zayin Nikiyim before the mikvah, once she already finished her Zayin Nikiyim, even though she's Tameo and she hasn't gone to the mikvah, but she's already Be'etzim out of her Tumas Nida, Zikzer Skos, she needs mikvah. But you wouldn't be able to be tailing her. But as long as she's in Zayin Nikiyim, you were allowed to be tailing. If any of them wore it while they were in Nida beforehand, and afterwards they continued to wear it afterwards, they would also be able to be tailing. Unfortunately, that was not the case. So Shaila is, in this case, what do we do? If one wore it after the next, then it's telling in, if it was checked beforehand, if the first one checks it, and then the second one wears it, and the second one is male. If it was washed in between, then it's telling in Makdir or Maglid, and if you're not able to tell, then they're both going to be Tomei, because my chos is Mkakalei Lahai, Tekakalei Lahai. So Shaila is, in this case, you don't have any of these dates. So what do we do in such a case? So the Chura, one was pierced in Ida, was ready after the suffix was Melon on Erev Shabbos, and she was pierced in Ida the day after Shabbos. So how could it be Tehila that Erev Shabbos, when she was still Tehira, that it's come from her? She only became Tamea 2 days afterwards. We found you're not allowed to be Tehila. We'll see in the subsequent halachas that even if a woman does a bedikah a minute after they find the kesem, and she finds herself to be tummy, it's already too late, because she only became tummy afterwards. She didn't come with them before. We saw that really beginning to get that kesem. Ain't trailing kesem, but kesem. Woman is a baal, kesem, now it'll be trailer. Machaber says whether she found the kesem before and she was already tummy because of kesem, or kol she came, if she only found the kesem afterwards. So first of all, we didn't even know that it's from her. And even if it's from her, she only became tummy afterwards, you wouldn't be able to be telling her. What do you do in such a case? In the Chanami, the pashas is that they're both tummy. However, says the Ben Ish Chai that he did a little drisha v'chakir and he found out vosepes that they were going to the mikvah. Why were they going to the mikvah? Baruch Hashem, they keep teres mishpacha. No, that was that also. But they both had children. Both the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law had children. One of them had a boy on. One of them had a girl on Chaf Hei. The mother-in-law had a girl on Chaf Hei Kislev, and the daughter-in-law had a boy on Chaf Zayin Kislev. 2 days later. If you make the cheshbon, Chav Zayin, and they found it on Erev Shabbos Yisrael, was Yud Beis Shvat. Yud Beis Shvat is more than 40 days after Chav Zayin Kislev. Memela, she's out of the 40 days of Yimei Toyar from the boy, as opposed to the mother-in-law, but still within the 80 days of Yimei Toyar of the girl. And the Mela, we saw that the Vipassanite arrived, that even though Bismanedi were Machmer not to be Be'el Adam Toyar, however, nevertheless, you're still allowed to be telling the person, even though you're going to be Matam of them, because even though they're Machmer themselves, they weren't Machmer not to be telling by Chavito. Yes, the Mela, Baruch Hashem, we're able to be telling the mother who Zagasai got to became Tami afterwards. Hakol Makami Yav Bishon. Yes, Shrak Lain, in the whole Shaila in the first place. The whole question that we've ever had over here, is only when two people were the same beged. So they're both in the Suffolk. For sure, they both were. The question is, when did the Kesem come from? Two people slept in the same bed. Then where did the Kesem come from? However, over here, only one person wore it. Not two people. So since only one person wore it, that they're both nichlal in the Suffolk. It's not that they're both in the Suffolk, they both have to get out of the Suffolk. They're not both nichlal in the Suffolk. And the only one person, it's not a Suffolk clear. It's a Suffolk tumah. It's a Suffolk whether or not you have a Kesem in the first place. And therefore, yesh lion in this case would be tummy, or if they're both be tummy. The only thing is, the Meister, what do you do with the Kesem, which is the Rabbanan? How do you get out of it? How do you get and say that there's no Kesem? So, the Chur, the same lumdis of why you have to be Machmer by two people that wear the same baggage, Kinir, the Ben Ishchai, was understanding the same thing, even when only one person wore it. There'd have to be machar on both of them. It's not for Baruch Hashem. We found out that we could be tailor in the mother-in-law.